It's the Mad Men DVD review.
It sure is, and I'm joined by Ben Zambo. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Alice. How are you?
I'm good. Do you want to bring your mic up a little bit? You just look a bit hunched. We'll just do it. Let's not pretend like it's perfect radio magic. Let them see the cracks in the facade. Hey, what movie are we looking at today?
Oh, good question, Alice. Very pertinent for the Mad Men DVD review.
Thank you.
We're looking at A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
Cool. So we were saying before off air, I haven't seen this, but I remember there being a lot of buzz around it.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that I think a lot of people hear about, you know, that probably was at the festival and you missed it and you just heard someone talking about it at a party afterwards. I've been meaning to see it for a long time, you know, based on that kind of buzz, you know. Everybody knows someone who's seen it.
Or who pretends to have seen it.
Yeah, or pretends to have seen it, yeah.
But anyway, what's it about?
Well, very loosely, it's an Iranian horror. Not much of a horror, but it's a vampire movie.
Okay.
With kind of described, it's described as an Iranian, the first Iranian vampire western. It has some western elements as well.
Cool.
And a very strange kind of eclectic soundtrack mixing in all these different, you know, you have a bit of western, but then you have like rap, hip hop, a lot of like, and a bit more traditional stuff as well. It's like, it's interesting enough just to watch, and disco kind of like contemporary pop stuff. Oh, wow. It's very interesting just for the soundtrack alone, but the movie is like bizarrely entrancing as well.
Yeah.
It's like I say Iranian, but the thing is it's not like a like one of those kind of ethnographic cultural sideshows where you can kind of relish in seeing the culture of a different place, you know. This is like, it's actually filmed in California. I only found out afterwards.
Oh, really? But is the director
yeah,
Iranian?
Yeah, and they speak Iranian in the movie.
Cool.
So a little bizarre to find that out. You can't really tell in the movie because most of it is set at night. And you know, it's pretty ambiguous at nighttime where it is. And LA has some pretty decrepit parts, apparently. Yeah, so it's like almost a look at American culture. But it's still like, you still kind of get the idea it's an outsider looking in.
Okay.
But there's definite, like, a different viewpoint is brought in. So don't get the idea that this is some Hollywood. This is still like a very small, independent, very interesting, bizarre film.
Is it, look, I'm hearing a lot of ideas about it. Did you enjoy it? Like, is it watchable?
Yeah, it's definitely watchable. I don't know if it is for everyone, but it's like one of those movies that keeps changing and you have to kind of keep guessing what it's meant to be until the very end. And you're kind of like, oh, so that's what it was.
I kind of like a film like that where you can't sort of hold on too tightly to your ideas about what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, like characters, you know, drop in and out and you're introduced to a new one. And then something terrible happens to it, vampire-related. Yeah, and you can't really hold it down or get a grasp on it, which is an interesting movie, you know. It's kind of perhaps one of those ones that you need to watch twice. I was actually struck. It reminded me of, this is a weird comparison, but the movie Repo Man. Have you heard of that or seen that?
I have not seen it.
Okay, it's got Emilio Estevar, what's his name? Is that it? Oh, well. It's just like it's the strangest thing. It's just like a trunk full of alien remains, a car trunk, and this guy is driving around, and we're kind of introduced to these different characters, and they'll come to grisly ends by looking at this car trunk, and it kind of just meanders along in this weird, unstructured plot, introducing characters, kind of having a bit of backstory, you know, interspersed with the occasional flash of violence. And it actually did remind me of that.
Okay.
In a kind of a good way. It's like Repo Man and this movie is two styles of like strange art provocative art.
Interesting. I have to say, I'm intrigued.
But it doesn't have any sort of kind of pretension to art. Like, this movie also reminded me of Under the Skin, which, Scarlett Johansson?
I haven't seen that either.
Okay. That's like a kind of female lone assassin, supernatural, bizarre, another movie, this set in Scotland. But that one is very, like, artistic. It has a lot of kind of pretension, I guess.
Okay.
In not necessarily a bad way, not, like, anti-intellectual. But this one, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, is just kind of there, and it doesn't have too much flourish. It is in black and white, but it's a stylistic choice that I think is quite appropriate for it.
Okay, so there are two reference points for listeners who are more well watched than I am, with Repo Man and Under the Skin.
Yeah. Okay. It's such a Girl Walks Home Alone and I is a difficult film to classify. So I'm using these kind of cultural touch points.
You know, I'm just gonna say, like, that's it. You've got this. It's difficult to classify. It sounds intriguing, though. If you want to win a copy of it, I have a copy to give away. Give me a call on 309-3879. First call through, I'll give that to you. Thanks, Ben, for trying to classify the difficult to classify.
It's certainly interesting. I think you'll have a good time.
Hey, I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
That was the Madman DVD review.